out of bounds on the 19th motherfucking hole on this Monday. Golly, what a bunch of shit going on here.
Monday, 25th.
The 25th?
Of?
Oh, I got to give the date?
March.
Of March. March.
March.
Feels like it's summer like outside. Orange. I'm going to be honest with you. I wish I was fucking golfing today. Good God almighty, it's beautiful out there.
That feels great. But you say that today, but were you outside on Saturday?
No, I had some shit to do on Saturday.
Yeah, it was fucking cold.
It was fucking cold. I will say that I didn't think Gary would ever invite us golfing. And I don't think he's ever going to again.
Probably not.
We both canceled.
I did, man.
I honestly had something to do, but I think Jeff was just hungover and being a, you know, whatever.
I was.
He's being a little poo-sad.
I was hungover. I worked 6 days, you know.
Here we go with the work.
And I put in a whole another day yesterday.
But when you say working, when you work at your house, is it really, you can't really call it working.
Well, it's the amount of shit I got done, it was. I mean, you should have seen how many beers I drank.
I can't imagine.
That's serious.
I can imagine.
It was like St. Patty's Day, kegs and eggs.
Let me ask you this. Did Schmarsh Breath have his on his penders?
No, he hasn't had his penders on.
See, we got a guy named Josh that we love. He's like a little dumb brother or something. I don't know. Good guy, though. And every time we work with him, when he bends over, half his ass is out.
Now, he's got that plumber's ass.
You can't have that when you got, you know, tenants and houses and this and that. And we're not going to get into what we do for
a living. Or when you're working with other people.
But yeah, it's kind of hard to look at, dude, because you just immediately look right, you know, there.
You really, you just want to grab something and put it in his crack.
Put something like a feather, yeah, like a piece of dirt or a rock or ice cube even.
Anything, a screwdriver.
So this was Jeff's idea. Actually, he got him some suspenders.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we made him call them penders.
Penders.
That's just,
he's
got to
get his penders out. He's like a little kid. He can't say
the
word.
We introduced these into this guy's life, and it was so funny. I haven't laughed this hard, but you immediately seen this guy, like his whole fucking aura changed.
It changed.
He was like so surprised.
No.
And we honestly thought we was going to get twice as much work out of him, but
didn't work. He was a brand new man. You see, he was out there doing yoga in his penders. Like, look at me.
He could not believe the activities that he actually could do without having to pull his pants up.
I'm telling you.
Like tie a shoe or, you know, whatever.
The things he could do when he put them penders on, buddy. Oh, man. Oh, you know what's funny about that? Is we went to Lowe's on Sunday morning.
That's always fun.
Went to Lowe's. So we'd get some stuff.
Hold on a second. When you go to Lowe's,
yeah,
and I explained this to my old lady,
yeah,
I said, the real men park down there.
Oh, yeah.
At the pro area.
You have to park.
Did you park at the pro area?
You're damn right. Not only did I arrive in a car.
A car?
But I put that car where the pro parking was. Up under the awning like I was loading up lumber.
I like that. And you can only do that on a Sunday morning because Saturday or Monday through Friday, you're not doing it.
It's just not going to happen. Park right there.
How was Lowe's trip? Yeah.
Well, while you were bringing up Smish Smosh Marsh.
Yeah.
We go into Lowe's. And what's Smosh Marsh say? I think I need me a pair of them Carhartt pants.
Ooh.
I said, do you think that's going to help your no acetal issue that you had? No. And he says, no, I don't think so, but I do need to get me a pair of these, buddy. He wanted those on his body so bad.
Did he change at Lowe's?
He went to the bathroom and changed the Lowe's.
You know what that reminds me of? It's like when you get a new pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah, you got to put them on right now. Right now. He goes into the bathroom, comes out, and he's like, these are nice.
Ooh.
I'm like, that's because I talked you into them 44s, buddy. He's like, what are you... When he was looking at him, he's like, "What do you think? About 32?
32?
I said, "Are you fucking kidding me? You're built like an apple. You need fucking 44s. I said, "They're going to shrink down in size when you wash them.
When you wash them, yeah.
God dang, he thanked me up and down.
You know what? You know what they should come back with? And I'm going to be honest, and I've talked to you about this.
What?
And things wasn't as hard to find size-wise for guys like me and maybe Schmarsh. Bring back the Husky.
That is true.
That's all I used to wear as a kid.
You got
to
go in the Husky
little
section.
30 Husky.
Huskies. You got to get into the Husky section.
They don't make them anymore.
Remember going to Penny's, looking for the Husky section?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, they don't have a husky.
They don't
section.
Have husky. They don't it's, have tall or slim. They might have tall and slim. Like
I don't even know. No, see, they make them new shirts and pants in slim.
Slim. Everything's athletic.
Or athletic. Yeah. But they don't have husky.
No husky.
You got to go to the big and tall.
Big and tall. And then you get shit that's too big and tall.
Yeah, it's too big and tall. And who the fuck made this shit out of a bed sheet? They took a bed sheet, folded it in half, sewed it together, cut a hole in the top and on the sides, and said, here you go.
There you go.
Now you feel like you're at the hospital without an open, without it being open on your ass crack. You know, at least you can walk around and, you know, your asshole isn't hanging out.
You're comfortable, though. You were comfortable.
Comfortable in my bed sheet.
Comfortable in my fucking curtain. I love it.
That's why you stay at home with that curtain.
So
curl up on the couch.
Sounds like a weekend recap. You worked all weekend. Is that what you're telling me?
I did. Yeah. Tried to put a lift in on Saturday. That was fun.
You talking about a car lift here in the shop? Is that what we're talking about?
Fucking car lift. Took it out of the barn.
I noticed that nothing was done. It looks like the same as when we kind of, other than you did get the pieces here.
You know, I was upset Friday night, and now I'm upset again.
Okay. You were upset Friday night because you couldn't figure it out?
No, because I couldn't get it done.
I understand.
Well, no,
that.
I figured it out. I figured out how to fuck it up. That's for sure. And as a matter of fact, even when I get it done, I'm still going to think to myself, I'm never walking under that motherfucker. Ain't a fucking chance in hell. You're getting me to do that because I know who put it together.
That's
shit.
Funny.
And then
just get it together and slide it over to the right so we can get that fucking golf simulator
buddy,
back there,
that golf
man.
Simulator, I'm going to tell you what. I'm so pissed off.
You know what's going to happen?
I'm going to have to buy another fucking computer.
Listen, this is what's going to happen. And it's just, you know, the way our fucking work schedule is. We're going to get that thing built and put back there. And then we're going to be so fucking busy.
We're never
going to be able to use it.
I'm already pissed off enough because I know I'm going to end up having to buy another computer.
Well, I think you went the cheap route.
It wasn't cheap, dude.
I'm not saying you did, but did you buy a rebuilt one or did you?
No, maybe.
Maybe. Oh,
I don't know.
Maybe.
Danny told me.
Here we go with Danny.
Well, no. This was afterwards. This is when Danny was like, well, man, you should have a warranty on it. And I looked it up in Amazon. I said, Danny, it only says 30 days. Well, Danny said, that's because you bought a refurb.
You know,
like, fuck.
Might be a good idea is maybe talk to other people that have simulators and see what kind of fucking shit they're running.
You know what? I don't care about other people.
Well, I know that, but we just, you know.
I don't like people.
You did not put your fucking phone on silent, dude.
Sorry, buddy.
I told you. This is the first tee. You put that shit on silent.
Sorry, I'll get it now.
My God, man.
I don't notice it until it goes, beep, beep. And I'm like, shit, I forgot. Damn.
He worked all weekend, as we sound. He worked on your property.
Did.
I heard you.
Didn't get the lift done. I mean, thought I got the lift done. Took the lift, put the lift together three times. Three times.
How many times did you took it apart?
I took it apart three times. Oh. It's actually still apart for the third time.
You know who'd be good at that? To be honest with you, Little Mitch. Bring him up here. You'd probably get it built in today.
Yeah, probably. Do you think he'd feel comfortable?
Shout
going
out Little Mitch. If you want to help us fucking build this lift back here,
yeah, there you go,
just
buddy.
Give me a call.
Swing on by. I got a case of beer for you.
I don't think he drinks beer.
Oh, that's right.
He's a smoker and a toker and a midnight joker.
And a midnight joker.
I might be able to help him out with that.
You could probably help him out with that. Come out here, put this lift together. And then I'm going to need you to put a car on it and walk underneath it a couple times. Because I may fuck something up.
That's why I said let him do it. I know he had one in his garage
before.
Man,
it's all together. It was perfect. I had it perfect, man.
It's just backwards.
It's not backwards. Had it perfect, man. God, fuck my life.
Man, it ain't that serious, man. It's just a lift.
We'll it is. It's so serious. I was upset when I woke up today.
You kind of had a bad weekend, man.
Well, I had a bad Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday was good because, you know, sorry, Gary, but I did get a lot of stuff done in the yard.
I'm going to be honest with you. Gary texted me and said you canceled.
I did.
And I don't know.
Well, you know what the problem was? It's a fucking lift, dude, okay?
I guarantee you wouldn't have canceled if I was there.
I would have.
You would have?
Yeah. Yeah, because I woke up to Gary's text at 9:30 saying frost delay. And I was like, fuck, I was supposed to be there at 9:30.
I'm already late.
I'm already late, dude. I feel like hell because I drank so much after the lift.
Trying to drink away your agony.
Well, I was drinking it away while I was doing the lift. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah.
And then after the lift, I would try to drink away the pain. And then when I woke up on Sunday, that pain was in my head.
He's still pissed. That fucking lift. Couldn't figure it out.
I'm going to get it figured out, though.
We'll get it figured out,
and then I'm going to have somebody else walk under it. Because I'm not doing it.
I didn't do much, man. I'm I didn't do shit. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Sat around with your badass.
I had some personal things to take care of that I don't want to get into. Whatever.
Yeah.
I do have a story. My stepson's birthday, we celebrated it Thursday. I think his birthday was Wednesday. We celebrated it the Hibachi Thursday.
Oh, that's right. You did do the Hibachi.
And I'm not a fan of the Hibachi.
You're not?
I'm not. Last time we went was years ago, and I got food poisoning. And I was fucking dead sick for a couple days, shitting and puking, whatever.
I can understand why you don't like Hibachi.
I kind of got fucking scared away from all Chinese food, to be honest with you. So we go, man, and it's cool.
Hold on. It's not Chinese.
Japanese. Whatever.
It's Hibachi.
It's Asian. It's all Asian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Asian.
Fills you up, lets you down.
Fills you up, lets you down. We go there, it costs a bunch of fucking money, and everything tastes the same, in my opinion.
True.
I got steak chicken.
That is true.
Wife got a bunch of different other things. Daughter-in-law got something. Well, I tried, and my stepson got something. I tried it all. We gave it. Everything tastes like soy sauce.
What? Why?
I don't know. Everything tastes the same. It doesn't matter what the fuck you get.
It reminds me of, like, breakfast food. I feel like, my opinion, breakfast food all tastes the same.
I 100% disagree. You're telling me that a sausage link tastes the same as a bacon?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Because generally you cook it in the same fucking grease.
So you've got that. You got a point there.
You've got that. Or you cooked it in the same pan, so you still have that flavor behind.
Breakfast is my favorite fucking meal.
What I like to do for dinner all the time is I like to do the sausage and the bacon and the eggs and the taters and all that shit.
Yeah.
Biscuits. I like to put it in a blender. Blend it up. Because it all tastes the same.
I disagree with you.
I throw a little hot sauce in there with it. And then guess what I do? I just smother it all in ketchup.
You're a ketchup kind of guy. And you know what's all funny about that is the Hibachi guy kept throwing that fucking soy sauce on the rice and everything. And he's like, Japanese ketchup. Make you sexy.
Make you sexy. But, hey,
we did not have a very entertaining Hibachi cook.
Can I ask, what Hibachi did you go to? Can I ask her? You don't want to tell me.
Fuji Steak.
Right over here.
Yeah.
Around the corner.
Yeah.
Make you sexy.
And I was kind of jealous because there was a fucking younger Hibachi guy on the other side of the room.
You didn't like your
Hibachi
guy?
Was playing the guitar and singing, and he was really fucking entertaining. And we got some old fuck that...
Here's the thing.
He's got a fucking face cover on.
What?
He had a mask on.
You probably made you feel better. You probably felt better about that. A little more sanitary.
But, like, entertain me. You know why I wanted to be entertained? Because they tacked on 18% tip.
Ooh, they do, don't they?
Jesus.
They automatically do that there.
My God, yeah. Dude. Yep, I could have got a fucking porterhouse. Me and my wife could have went to the steakhouse and ate for cheaper.
You're probably right.
We did. But we could have.
You're not really paying for the food, though, Chris.
That's what I'm saying. I was not entertained. Well, I was not. Entertain me for... You know, you're supposed to entertain. He did his little flippy flip and this and that. And it was boring.
Yeah, so sexy.
And then the fucking food all tastes the same, and it always does. The fucking shrimp tastes like steak. The chicken tastes like fucking new shrimp. The rice tastes like the steak.
It's all that fucking soy sauce.
It's fucking all tastes like soy sauce, man. And I wasn't a fan, but what did happen?
That sucks, dude.
About midway through the meal. Someone that I love very much. Maybe my wife, maybe not. Kind of looks over at me with a weird look and grabs her stomach. I'm like,
uh-oh.
What? Are you getting sick? What are you doing? And she kind of, I might have to shit. And she whispers it to me. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And she don't go much, man.
Right. I'm the
exact opposite.
Oh, God.
So, you know, we get done or whatever, and we're leaving, and we're walking out the door, and we drove separate. I couldn't get there right on time or whatever. Anyway, so we're leaving, and we walk out the fucking door.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got to shit. And I was like, okay, go shit.
Yeah.
She said, well, you can't leave me. It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
I said, what if I was shitting right now? You would fucking leave because you was embarrassed.
Yes. Yes, exactly. But like you said, it's completely opposite.
It's completely fucking opposite. So just throws the fucking leftover boxes in my hand and runs to the fucking bathroom, and I'm just standing there. So I put the fucking boxes down. You know what I did?
What?
I sat down on a little koi pond.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had a little fucking koi pond.
They do got a koi pond, and it's really cool, though.
I was there for a half an hour watching these fucking koi, and I learned...
Yeah.
I learned quite a bit about these things, man. They just swim, and I know they're expensive.
They're fish.
You could almost reach down and pick them up. Like, you could pet these motherfuckers, dude.
Yeah.
They're very expensive. Anyway.
So you want a koi pond now?
No, I can't afford it. I can't afford it, man.
Fuck the pond, dude. Just put them in your bathtub.
I was just, like, waiting for somebody to say, hey, can we help you?
Yeah. But
I think they knew.
They knew.
What
this,
I knew.
So this is common?
I don't know if it's common, but
it could be common for the restaurant.
They seen what was going on. They seen us walk out the fucking door, and then we walk back in, and she gives me the food, and she heads to the bathroom. And I can't fucking leave because she's embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yep. That's hilarious, dude.
The funniest part is what you said before. because if you would have had the shit.
Oh, she's gone.
She's gone.
She's gone.
I'm not going back in there. You're embarrassing.
I remember a couple times, one in general when I had to go to the bathroom. And we're at a restaurant or whatever, and I come back, and she's like, I'm fucking so embarrassed. You were gone so long, everybody knows you took a shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Everybody knows you took a shit.
I just had to pee a long time.
Why do you always do this to me?
Why do you do this? You're so embarrassing in your so bowels. Your bowels.
Always does. Everywhere
your
we
bowels
go.
Embarrass me.
Everywhere you go, you have to shit.
It's just funny because, you know, how opposites, everything is opposite, man. With a fucking woman, it's crazy. That was fucking hilarious.
Right. You're absolutely right.
And I kind of was like, after a while, I just started kind of laughing.
You got to laugh about it, man.
I almost went up to the bar. I'm like, hey, give me a shot of that.
Give me a shot
sake
of that.
Or whatever you got over there.
Since all of y'all are looking at me, I've been sitting here staring at these koi fish.
And they're just looking at
with my bag of extras.
Extras. Yeah, because I only ate about half of it because it all tastes the same.
Because it's all the same.
They fill you up on that rice and shit.
We got to go home, drink about 17 beers, and then it's good.
It's still in the refrigerator. I was going to mix it with some eggs. I was going to mix it with some eggs and ketchup.
No. It ain't like breakfast food, man.
Nah, well, you know,
breakfast food has a certain kind of taste.
It does, and I love it.
It's not
my favorite.
It's not a soy sauce taste.
No, it is not, but shout out. To the steak, or to the Fuji Steakhouse.
Great job. I mean,
probably
great
will job. Never come back, but whatever.
That's all right. You go there.
I mean, it costs like $125.
Oh, that's expensive.
Two of us, dude.
It's expensive.
Well, yeah, because you also want to get the, I want to get the steak and the shrimp. Ooh, I want to get the steak, the shrimp, and the chicken.
Mm. Yep, and some of us got all four.
And sometimes you get, and then you got to get whatever extras you can get with it. I know how it is, buddy.
The little soup salad. The salad. No, whatever. Anyway, we won't go there. Yeah, Hibachi Poop Gate is where we're at with that, dude.
Not Poop Gate.
I was like, I should have just fucking left her, dude. She was.
Oh, God. That'd have been bad news, buddy. That'd have been bad news, but I laughed.
It's funny. Yeah, that was my weekend, man. That's it. Well, so I did. I watched a shit ton of basketball, and you knew what. After the first day, I told myself, you know, it's kind of hard to pick these teams because you never know who's going to win. But I will never take advice from Jeff Miller.
What? What do you mean?
I will never take advice from
Jeff
Miller.
What advice did I give you?
Well, who's your pick?
Hold on. Did I pick it on air?
Yes.
Fuck.
We both did.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
I think that fucked up a lot of people's brackets.
That fucked up everybody's bracket. Wow. Kentucky goes down goes Frazier.
I'm telling you.
You know what? And I know some hardcore Kentucky fans.
Out goes Cal.
They want him out. But they all, and some of them are saying.
He needs to go.
It's $38 million to get him going.
Time to go.
$38 million?
Don't matter. No
matter. $38 million.
This is UK basketball.
I know what it is, but I don't think he's going to go anywhere.
If you know what it is, then you understand that the money's not the issue for these people.
I don't think he's going to go anywhere. I could be wrong.
Cal, look, you're playing the same game that you played 10 years ago. And to me, that is the one-and-done game. That game is not relevant anymore. And the reason it's not relevant is because you got NIL. These guys don't need to be that. They're not going to be that. It's time to stop playing it. Hey, Cal, you're great at getting young players to the NBA. You've always been great at that. He's always been able to get them to the NBA. But what he hasn't been able to do is win UK a championship. Guys, let's move on.
I agree with you. He's there to win championships.
Let's
not
move
get
on.
Guys
so
to
here's
the
my
NBA.
Question.
I've already moved on from Cal. I like UK. I'm a UK fan. I've been a UK fan for a long time. Not a diehard fan, but they're my next team. After Xavier, UK is my team. And my thing is it's time. There's been enough time. He's had enough time. You know, he's outdated. It's almost like the whole the Nick Saban thing. Saban left simply because he knows that NIL is going to change the landscape, because no longer are those kids going to be wanting to come to Alabama because of the publicity they get and the money they can get down the road. They're going to go.
They want that money now.
They want the money now. Yep. So they're going to go to that team that is able to get them that NIL deal and get them that money now. And when you've got 50 star players on a football team, that NIL deal is not going to be there. But it's going to be there at another team, which your landscape's changing, and it's time to move on. I love you, Cal. I love you for the one-and-dones. You've got players in the NBA that have been in the NBA for 5, 10, 15 years that are studs, and they've always been studs, and they will be studs. But like he said it when it was done, he even said it. He said, maybe I needed to get some older guys in here because they're all freshmen.
Yeah, and the complaint that I've heard is that he's always – that's his excuse. And it has been his excuse. These are
always
all freshmen.
But it was always going to be his excuse when they were able to do – once things changed in the college basketball landscape and they were able to do the 1 year in and out, that's what he went for. He went for great McDonald's All-American freshmen. Hopefully they can play together long enough to win a championship, but chances are they're not going to.
I'm going to – from watching this March Madness, you can't have a freshman team win anymore.
It's too hard.
It's too fucking hard.
It's too difficult.
Every fucking basket matters. Every play matters.
Well, and you realize, I love it. And you realize that there's so many teams that are actually really good. You know, even your 12 seeds and your 11 seeds, they're still a really good team. Texas A&M, that's a good team,
dude. Well coached.
That is a good basketball team.
Yep.
But it's your... Your competitive edge isn't as large as it was before. So now you have to change your ways. So my question to you is this. Who's going to be their next coach? Because I've already moved on. And I've already got this thought process in my head. Who are you thinking? I already got
Shaka Smart.
Bam. Bam, baby. Shaka Smart. Or, wait for this. Wait for this. Jay Wright comes out of retirement.
Who?
Jay Wright.
Don't know.
Villanova, national championships twice.
Okay.
Analyst now. You see him every day
I know
when you're
exactly
watching.
Who you're talking about now.
Jay Wright comes out of retirement. Booyah, baby.
You got to have somebody that's going to be good with this transfer portal.
Yes. Yes, and I don't know.
You might need some new blood.
And I don't know why Jay Wright ever left Villanova, but he left at the right time. I mean, he won two national championships with him, then left.
Do you think he would even want to fucking get into it back into the fucking game with the transfer portal? He left for
Look,
a reason.
Here's the thing.
He's not broke.
Here's the thing I try to tell everybody. What's the pinnacle of college basketball head coaches? What's your pinnacle? What's your top?
Tournament.
No. What I'm saying is, what's your pinnacle college basketball coaching job? What school? What schools are there that is the pinnacle? Duke,
Kansas,
North Carolina. Kentucky.
Kentucky,
you're not going to get a job at Duke. They're going to keep the new guy for 30 years like they did Krzyzewski. North Carolina's coach is good. Kansas is never going to get away from Bill Self.
UConn, they're not good. Hurley's not going to leave there.
He's not going to leave, but, you know.
He might get an NBA job.
Yeah, that'd be the next thing.
He wins this one.
Your pinnacle really is UK's in the top four, top five, always. That is the pinnacle. And not only that, but you're also going to a school that is a basketball school. And it's a basketball state. So that job right there, you're more important than the president in Kentucky when you're the Kentucky basketball head coach.
UK fans are...
Oh, yeah.
They watch everything. Football,
yes.
Volleyball, fucking polo.
But it's a... It
is basketball.
It
you're,
is a
you're
UK
correct.
Fan. It is a basketball... That is a basketball town.
You're correct.
Not going to change. And they all are... They will cut you loose right now.
So you think that's the top job in the... In basketball?
In basketball. That's your top job that's going to be there. Yeah.
I agree with it.
Because your other two.
1-2 Duke, North Carolina.
Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky. UConn. In my mind, you're Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky. And I still think Kentucky's probably a better job than North Carolina. And they got to make a change somehow.
Yeah, they got to do something, man, because this is the second year.
What about, think about this, Rick Pitino's son bringing the Pitino back to
the UK.
What kind of resume does he have? What has he done?
What do you mean? He's whatever team that is that's in the tournament. Or there was. Took him there's a no name. Who the hell is it?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Well, I don't fucking know, man.
You brought it up like you knew. Google that shit.
Well, I'm Googling it right now. Richard Pitino, St. John's.
That's where his dad coaches.
Richard Pitino. Richard William Pitino, born in 1982. Sorry, New Mexico. Wait, no. Hold on. I'm trying to find out. Give me a minute, man.
Jesus. I'll give you a minute. I'll give you a minute.
Head coach, he was at Minnesota, and he is the head coach of New Mexico.
Huh. New Mexico University or State or whatever?
I think it's New Mexico State, isn't it? Isn't they made the tournament. In the tournament?
Did they make the tournament?
They made it. They won their first game.
They're not hiring him.
I don't know. You got the Pitino name. It's tough. And if you want an up-and-coming coach, think about it. Like you said, maybe they need new blood. They need somebody young. They need an up-and-comer. Because that's what Kentucky doesn't do. They don't go get new guys that are not tenured and are not that don't have a proven track record. Everybody that comes in there has a proven track record.
So you're under the assumption that Calipari's gone.
If he's not, I'd be very, very surprised. You've given the guy long enough. You don't have a national championship. It's time.
Has he won any championship?
No. Not a national championship. Not with Kentucky.
He hasn't won?
I think he won wherever he was before that.
You know, he's kind of greasy. You would think he would do good with the transfer portal.
I don't. He would probably do good with the transfer portal, but now the money doesn't get fed from the school. Mm. It gets fed from NIL.
Good point.
So your school's not feeding money. Your boosters aren't feeding, because that's what he got caught up in wherever the hell he was at before, paying players. He got all caught up in that shit.
All the good coaches probably end up most of them have been caught up paying players.
Man. UMass. He was at UMass. That's right. That's where he got caught up into paying players, but in UMass. But yeah, I think he's done. I think it's time. He's been there long enough. How fucking long has he been there?
He's been there long enough to lose to fucking Oakland.
Well.
Come on, man.
Oakland gave a good run to
that fucking
whoever the fuck they played.
That
the
white boy
game.
Shot 11 3-pointers, dude. He was their only fucking offense. I'm like, are they going to double this guy or what?
It's hard to stop somebody when they're just doing that.
I like what he said, though, after that. He said, I'm not going to the fucking NBA, but we're not a fucking underdog team.
Did he say that?
That's what he said.
I didn't hear that.
Yep.
I didn't hear that at all. Yeah, I think it's gone.
I think maybe you go with Richard Pitino, pull him out of St. John.
Pitino Jr. We'll see. I don't know. They'll pull him out of New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. St. John's.
St. John's is where his dad is.
Where his dad is. I said his dad was in the stands watching New Mexico. In the tournament.
Good for the Pitinos.
Since St. John's lost. Did they lose?
They lost because he said he wasn't worrying about the fucking NIT tournament. He was focused on what?
Transfer.
Transfer portal.
Transfer portal. They got to focus on, especially a small team like that. Small school. Not going to have NIL money coming in for that. Yeah. Bye, Cal.
Bye-bye.
Liked you when you were here for a minute. Liked you when you had Anthony Towns. Anthony Towns. You got a piss?
I got
Wow. Who else? Oh, yeah. Who plays for the Lakers? Who's that dude? Big, goofy-looking motherfucker.
The unibrow guy.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis. Town. Had that other guy. Another guy. Had lots of guys. Yeah. Chris is going to go take a leak now because he's been drinking so many beer trays. Those are the kinds of things that happen. So for all of you that are out there, check us out on where you listen to your podcast. Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, whatever. Give us a like. Give us a shout-out. Hit subscribe, guys. Because, you know, I really had to convince Chris that we're going to keep doing this. He didn't want to anymore. But I said there's so many people that enjoy your sexy voice, and I think you should keep talking. And he said, well, I didn't get to talk much last week. And I said, well, that's your problem. Can't help it if you decide not to talk. It's not my issue. Maybe you should take a pre-pod pee.
Oh, God. I could have just filled up a 40 bottle. Because I just pissed.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry about that. I had to take a little pee break there. Ooh. Whoa.
OE 40.
Millers are, ooh, OE. Hold on. Old English 40s?
Old English 40s, baby, back in the day.
Whoa. Colt 45? You ever do any of them?
Not a fan, dude.
I'm going to be honest with you. Here's a story. I got it. He's passed away. I had an uncle that loved to drink. And he had put us up in this position where he had to live with us, which was a bad idea. But anyway, I woke up one day, and there was 13 motherfucking 40s on my kitchen countertop.
13?
I counted them.
Holy shit.
I fucking counted them. They sold out the motherfucking drive-thru.
13?
Now, I thought he drank all these. Later, many, many years later, mm-hmm. my stepson told me. Who drank? Oh, fuck, I drank about half of them. You know, he was fucking 18, 17 or whatever, but that's just funny. I ain't drinking.
That's pretty funny.
40s back in the day.
What I didn't know until recently, I didn't know you could buy 40s by like the case.
Really?
Damn. You mean like a 12-pack of 40s?
I'm probably never going to drink a 40 again.
You know how
life,
heavy
dude.
That would be?
Ever.
No, I can't get through it before it's warm.
It gets warm too quick, man.
I feel like I'm in a fucking baseball game.
You got to drink that shit fast.
I feel like I'm in a Reds game.
When it gets warm?
And it's hot outside.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 95 degrees.
You take them last couple drinks. It's like, oh, God damn.
Drafting. It's all foam. And
it's all foam.
Backwash. 90 degrees. You got to drink when you're there.
The old English 40. Man, OE 40.
Pour one out for the homies. So you didn't do anything else this weekend, huh?
No.
I mean, you hit the bocce.
Hit the hibachi.
That was Thursday.
Had to do some things, help my mom out. But other than that, man, I didn't do anything.
Nice to know you could have showed up here and helped me on Saturday.
I couldn't. I was busy, dude. I was out in fucking Patriot, Indiana, man.
Patriot.
Stick
out there by Hilltop.
Well, you go up top on Patriot, and every road is a ridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Carter's Ridge. Right. Drew's Ridge.
It's all called Ridge.
Everything is a ridge. Funny. I was noticing that. That's out in the middle of Indiana, and you know, there's nothing around. But you know what? There is a fucking dollar store at the one stop sign in this town. There's a fucking dollar store. And there's a little mom and pop's fucking, you know, not a gas station, but just like a
remember that
grocery store or whatever.
I remember that. I didn't spend much time at Patriot.
Well, this was
been through it.
Kind of go past Patriot, and it's an East Enterprise. You're right in the middle of two fucking little things, and it's like, you know, the only stop sign where there's shit, and there's a fucking dollar store out there now.
Makes sense.
Crazy. I seen fucking Amish people there.
Makes sense. They're racking in the dough.
They was fucking Amish people.
You're not allowed to go to the dollar.
No, they were driving past.
I was going to say.
You know you're in a country when you fucking see Amish.
Yeah.
And then you see the motherfucker riding his bike or doing a scooter or something like that and driving past you.
You were out there.
There's a big Amish community out there, man.
You know how expensive those Amish buggies are?
They're,
dude, yeah, I saw one for sale on the side of the road.
Everything Amish makes is expensive.
They wanted $8,000 for a buggy.
Let me ask you a question. You ever been out
for a buggy?
And is it called Miller's out 32, the Amish store?
Yeah.
Your people. You ever go out there and look at what like a fucking chair cost?
Oh, I know they charge a fortune.
$350 fucking dollars. Yeah. Where is all that money going? Who has it all?
No idea.
How come the Amish never gets audited or anything?
I'm sure they do.
I don't know if they do.
But they say, hey, we don't have a computer or electricity. There's nothing we can do about it.
No, nothing. We don't know any different.
No different.
They're making money, dude.
You know they are.
I see them building barns.
You know they
I
are.
See them building fucking houses. And, you know.
Gazebos.
We need to get some fucking Amish workers, dude. I'll go pick them up.
I think you might have to.
Shit.
You might have to get them. The problem is it'll take them forever.
What do you mean?
Because they're not using power tools.
Oh, that's true. Would it be Amish built?
Oh, you can charge more for that.
100%. There's a markup for that. We need some Amish
Don't
workers.
You think I could get away with that?
Shout
just
out.
Because
if there's any Amish workers happen to be working or listening to this podcast,
send us a message.
Hit us up. They will put you to work.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Point me where you need the hole, and I will use the power drill to do it.
Yeah.
And then you just do whatever you need to do after
Do everything
that.
Else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
That way we can speed it up a little bit. Let's speed it up a little
bit. Speed it up.
Here, Jed.
So my pick, and I don't know if you remember, is Purdue for March Madness, and they are still in it. They play Thursday. They play against, I just thought about it, and now I forget.
Well, you know, you're in front of a computer. You can always look.
I forgot who the hell they pick.
Chances are you're not going to do that, though, are you? Nope. Fire up a heater.
Fire up a heater and let's roll.
Just sit here and bullshit.
Ooh, they play North Carolina.
Nah, they're fucked.
I don't know. Have you seen the fucking points that big old 7'4 guy has put
He's
up,
been
dude?
Around for 2 or 3 years now. Yeah, I've seen him.
He
I've seen him, but he can't carry a whole team.
This no, he can't. And I was noticing this ain't that, Shaq. Man. They don't have much after him.
Well, not only that, but
actually, they play Gonzaga. My bad.
I don't think he's that. Is he good on defense or not?
They can beat Gonzaga.
I've watched him play once.
He's 7'4". All you gotta do is just put your arms up.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think he moves very quick.
He's decent, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you're just talking shit because that's who you picked.
Where's your pick at?
Oh, who? What?
My
pick.
They're
my,
gone.
My pick is finding gone. Another head coach because clearly that coach couldn't get you
might
past.
Might find you another team.
The first round. I don't need another team. It's UK. People will go there just because it's UK.
That is true. There is. I mean, come the fuck on, man. I have an uncle that is from Flatbush,
I'm talking
Kentucky,
about,
dude.
I'm talking about
super
kids.
Huge fan.
I'm talking about kids that are 4- and 5-star basketball players. They'll go to Kentucky. You go there. Why? Because every one of their fucking games is televised, no matter what.
They're probably all sold out.
And they're always sold out.
Ashley Judd right there in the middle.
Ashley Judd. Colonel Sanders' wife.
Colonel Sanders. I don't know if it's his wife. Probably his granddaughter or something, maybe.
I think his wife's still alive.
There's no fucking way.
Nah, maybe. Look it up.
Fuck, I ain't looking that up.
Look it up,
dude. I am not looking that up.
Hey, Siri. If I had an Apple phone, that would probably work.
He's the exact opposite of an Apple. He's a droider. Yuck. Makes me fucking sick.
Means I can put all kinds of apps on my phone and you can't.
That is true. You can do a little more.
What's the difference?
Colonel did you watch Sanders? Any golf this weekend?
Nope.
No?
I didn't. I really didn't, man.
I'm going to be honest.
I don't know
with
who
you.
Won.
I didn't watch much.
I don't know who lost.
I did watch a couple. And
I'm prepping myself for the Masters.
This guy, Peter Molinari, he won.
Yeah. He's been playing well.
He's only got, this is his second win. Third?
No, it's not what I meant. What I mean is he's been playing well this year.
I am. When you see a guy holding his son on a Sunday after the win and he's fucking crying, you can see how much it meant to me. And he's a full brim hat guy, too. Full brim.
All the way around.
All the way around.
Wow. Like a Joel Damon.
Like a Joel Damon. Like a Gary. A Gary.
Like
Gary went full brim. Played good, man. Scored. Won. Came and got that shit.
What happened to
shot out, dude?
What happened to Cashmere Keith? Did he fall?
He fell apart.
Cashmere.
So
Keith.
Did Shoffley. Shoffley was on the leaderboard there for a minute.
Shoffley's been playing good, buddy.
So our picks was nowhere in sight. Do you remember who you picked?
Nope.
You picked Shaffley, Jordan, or Jordan Spiche.
Spiche. I did pick Spiche. He didn't
and
show up.
I picked Keeks Bradley, old sailboat.
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 Old sailboat.
Sailboat Keeks. And we were way off.
What we got coming up this week?
God damn. I wonder what this guy's fucking odds was to win.
Malnati?
Yeah. It could have been 1,000 to 1 or something.
Well, odds for golf are pretty crazy anyway. If even your favorite still fucking 800 to 1.
Yeah. Shout out to Malnati, man. Good win, dude. Good to see
that
it.
Is good.
Way to work. That's keep working. I can't imagine do what, you know, first win in over 8 years. I mean,
is that how many? 8 years?
8 years, dude. He won like $1.5 million or whatever. I'm sure that's probably what he spent in 8 years to play.
Yeah, you're right.
Good
right.
stuff, though. I love to see that. And Jeff and I both love underdogs, and he was definitely an underdog, man. That's what we like.
I mean, was he really an underdog? He's been playing
good.
Dude,
he hasn't won in 8 fucking years. Of course he's an underdog.
I don't care. He's been playing good. He's been playing good.
What was the odds on
Malnati? I don't know. I'm not looking at that.
We do have the Texas Children Houston Open coming up.
Ooh, Houston Open. Is this
Tony Finau's the defender.
Is he?
What is that? Were they playing? Ooh. Are they playing in Austin? Memorial Park.
If it's the
Memorial
Houston
Park. It's
Open.
Houston.
Wouldn't
yeah,
it be
it's
in
definitely
Houston?
Not in Austin. What a fucking idiot.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking moron.
Like, are they playing in Arkansas? What the fuck is wrong with you?
One of them days.
And this is the shit I fucking deal with.
He deals with it.
Every fucking day. Are they playing in Arkansas?
They're playing in Houston because it's in Houston.
Oh. Is this the one that, this isn't the Texas Open.
No.
It's the Houston.
Houston.
Houston Open. You know who's playing? You know, hey, University of Houston. March
Ooh.
Madden.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
What you got on this week? Who's favorite to win?
Probably Scheffler. I imagine Finau won last year, man.
Who do you think's going to take this one, buddy?
Do I pick a favorite or do I pick
What somebody? Are they playing? Is it a long course, short course?
All right, I already made up my mind. I'm picking my guy. God, ready?
I already know who you're picking.
Who? I'm picking man-child Brian Harman.
Whoa.
I want to see him fucking win.
Whoa. Hold on now. You got to see what kind of course this is before you pick
him. I ain't worried about that. He is a man-child. Whoa. I'm not worried about that. Yes, he is, and I'm picking him to win. That is my pick, and I'm not even fucking thinking twice about it.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Something in my lower guts. Tell me. Oh, did you just put your cigarette out in your beer?
I put my cigarette out in my beer tray. Just
drink it, man. Nobody's going to care.
You'll make fun of me.
What? Only when you puke. I've actually done that once, dude. I woke up drunker than a motherfucker, man.
Sounds like something you'd do.
Took a drink of that beer.
Brian Harman. You're going with Harman, the man child.
Man child Harman. We can come back to you, man. I know you're going to be thinking about this for a while. He's probably going to go.
I just see the sweet size chin. Of the course because that plays a role in man child.
What are you talking about? He can keep up. It's only 7,400 yards.
He'd be fine. He'd be all right. He'd be all right. 7,400. Gets about 76. He should struggle. Mm. That's a struggle for the man child. I think I've picked him before this year, and I'm going to pick him again. Zally.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
You know, one of these days I'm going to pick him, he's going to win. If I pick him for every tournament for the next 4 years, maybe he'll win.
Maybe. You got a good chance if you do the same guy every time.
You think?
That's a good approach. That's a good approach. I don't know if it's going to work out or not for you.
I'm going Zally. Zally. Scheffler is off to a 14-5 favorite. Wyndham Clark's at 14-1.
I almost wanted to pick Wyndham Clark, but
he's a head case.
He is a head case.
He's a head case. You don't know when he's going to show up, when he's not. Jason Day, 25-1, dude.
I don't see him winning, man. He looks.
What do you mean?
He looks tight to me, man. Like he is. He doesn't tight. Look fucking fluid. To
he
me.
Had a bacchiotomy.
He had a bacchiotomy.
Fuck yeah, he's fucking, tight.
Had some other injuries. I think he's had too many injuries. To be honest with you, Jeff.
What do you mean? He's still playing good.
Playing good like, in winning. Playing good on Sunday. How many days has he played good on Sunday? Sunday. Sunday is when it matters.
I don't know. But he's probably played a couple times well on Sunday. Well, I mean, he's coming off at plus 2,800 on the odds. I mean, he's ahead of Cashmere Keith, Cam Davis. Who else is Luke Liz? K.H. Lee. Siwoo Kim coming off 3,500. Cashmere Keith. 45.
I don't think, I'm going to be honest, man, watching him with that fucking
visor.
With the visor, man, I just don't see it.
Love it.
Don't think you can be a killer with a visor, man. I just don't. You gotta,
you know, you talk like that, but I remember a guy named Fred Couples.
Ooh, Boom Boom? Visor. He's different, though.
Just saying.
Freddie Boom Boom Couples.
Didn't Davis Love the Third wear a visor, too?
You know, he's the kind of guy that has a yacht, too, I bet. Or a sailboat. He has a sailboat, for sure.
If anybody's named Davis Love the third,
he has a sailboat.
I think it's all the way down to, like, the ninth now. I'm pretty sure. I know he's got a son, the fourth, and I think his son has the son, the fifth. I'm pretty sure. It's going down the line.
Anytime you get to the third,
yeah,
you know you got money.
You think?
Well, yeah, you wouldn't name your kid after you, because normally, you know, dad might not be around. And you're not gonna.
Oh, he's in prison.
He's in prison. You're not gonna name. You know, it might be Junior or something like that, but never the third. If you get to the third, you normally got a fucking higher standard in family.
You've been groomed.
You can get to the second and still be fucked up.
And still be fucked up.
But the third?
The third, we've got something going here.
We got some expectations for you.
But here's the thing. When you name him the third, does that expectation fall on you as a junior, or does it fall on the third?
Oh, it falls on you as a junior to make that third.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Yeah. It definitely falls on you as a junior to make that third. I'm out on that,
y'all. Y'all are on your own.
And then it
you
just
need
keeps
to figure out this life.
The fucking line. They just keep passing money down. The fourth, the fifth, they all, you know, it's just old money or whatever. Sailboats and fucking
sailboats.
Yachts. And,
sailboats, yachts,
snorkeling and shit.
Leather slip-ins with no socks.
Eastlands.
I don't think they call them that anymore.
They don't make Eastlands anymore?
I don't think Eastland makes them.
Yeah.
But it's the same principle.
It's the same principle.
I think
you know who
if they made those with golf spikes on the bottom of them, do you think Davis Love the Eighth would wear them?
No, but I think who's got a great Eastland game is Slomez. Slow Mez, he comes in strong. He comes with the in Eastland strong game. With the Eastland game. He takes them spikes off straight to straight the fucking to the leather Eastlands.
I bet he's a penny loafer during the day.
Ooh. He's an insurance guy. He's a penny loafer. He don't give a fuck. He's probably nobody sees his feet.
Do you think he puts the penny in there? Heads up. Probably not.
He's probably a heads down kind of guy, man. Knowing him,
he's a head down.
I don't think he's a put the penny in there kind of guy.
Yeah.
We don't know who we're talking about, but Tom Slomez Gomez.
Tom Slomez
in our golf league, and he plays with us. And one of my faves. He is one of both of our favorites. You know, it took me like 2-3 years to like this guy. Because he's from fucking New York, and he always was kind of pricky or whatever. And
oh, that doesn't
had work. That New York attitude or whatever. And you know, once I got to know him and started golfing with him and everything, I like him.
Doesn't that fit right
took
in?
Me, took the, me a little while.
That doesn't fit right in with the West Side attitude that you have.
Ooh, I mean, a West Side attitude.
I mean,
look at the look. This coming from a guy that
I think you have two ex-wives that are West Siders. Am I wrong?
Most of my exes are from the West Side.
Maybe that's why we're drawn to each other.
Like, yeah, I know that attitude. I dealt with that for years. I like it.
That
guy.
Is another podcast that's subject. Another one? We could get into the East Side, West Side subject all day long. That could go balls deep in that. Buddy, balls deep in that, huh?
Because balls deep in the West Side. That's a Cincinnati thing, man. There's West Side and there's East Side, and it is completely fucking totally different cities.
It's like,
it's crazy. I can't explain it because I grew up on the West Side majority of my
life. It's
like
Canada
fucking 30 years or whatever.
It's like Canada and the USA. There's a border here.
Yeah.
That just not going to get crossed. Don't cross it. Yeah. Even though we're 12 minutes away. Please don't cross over to the East Side, and we won't cross over to the West Side.
Yeah. And we do not like to go to it. I grew up there, and I hate going back to the fucking West Side. You know I do, too.
I know. It is great. When you get an attitude, I'm like, yep, there's the West Side coming out on you, buddy.
Fuck you. You gotta have it. Once I cross that fucking overpass,
yeah,
I start getting a little itchy in the shoulders. You know what I mean?
Things start getting aggravated.
I start looking over my shoulder a lot more, make sure everything's locked around me.
Trying to run people off the road and shit.
Don't trust any fucking buddy. No. There's a mom and a fucking girl walking on the highway.
That's why I'm surprised that it took you liking Slomez so long. Because that's that little West Side.
He's from New York, bud. He's from New Jersey.
That attitude or whatever.
Nah, he's different. He's
yeah, that's true. West Siders are just dicks.
I'm a quiet West Sider.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. And I'm not even a fucking West Sider anymore.
I'm not.
I'm a transplant. And I
denounce you.
Listen, man, I run into some people that I knew from the wet, and nothing has fucking changed. They're 40 fucking years old.
No.
It just drives me fucking. I'm so glad
they're
40
years old waiting for their parents to move on.
Oh, so they can get the house.
So they can get the house.
And they're living in the basement with their two kids.
They're living in the basement. Their brother or sister bought the house next door.
Next door. That's how it fucking is, man. They don't leave.
No, they don't like to leave.
They don't fucking leave, and I'm glad I left, man. I would have never known any different.
They try to tell me that chicken place is the best chicken around. Hitch and Post. Is that what it is? No, what is that over there? Not the Hitch and Post. Hitch and Post down here.
West Side's famous for chicken?
Hey, what's the chicken on the West Side right there on the corner?
Ron's Roost.
Yeah, Ron's Roost.
Ron's fucking Roost.
They try to tell me Ron's Roost is the best, and I'm like,
it's okay. It's good. That's a great restaurant, though, man. That really is.
Exactly. He's a West Sider, folks.
That is a cool restaurant.
He's a West Sider. Hey. Us on the East Side? Yeah. Ron's Roost, we ain't never heard of it.
Back in the day, well, before my grandpa passed, that's where we spent. He wanted to go there every fucking birthday dinner. He loved it.
Ron's Roost is a staple.
And my grandparents love it. It is a staple. It is a staple. They got good food. They've been around since like 1960 or some shit. Yeah, I don't know. Big old chicken on the top of their restaurant.
It's ridiculous. It's really not that good. I ate there one time. One time, that was enough.
Well, I mean, knowing that, you grew up here. What are some local places that were famous like that that you can compare to a Ron's Roost or a Price Hill Chili?
famous?
Well, I mean, there's a cult following with some restaurants on the west side.
Are we
Sebastian's, Gyros?
Are we talking about famous or are we talking about good?
Because I mean, been around here as long as some west side restaurants?
If you wanted to compare it to Ron's Roost Chicken, well, we can just go to the IGA and get it out the rack.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Is there any local restaurants that's been around since like 1960 that everybody on this side of town knows about? No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm sure. What's that place in Milford that needs to be painted?
The Schoolhouse Restaurant?
There you go. That's been around for a long time.
That's definitely not nearly as comparison as a Ron's Roost.
Why not? All you were talking about is a place that's been around for a long time.
No. I'm talking about places that have like a cult following. As some West Side restaurants do.
I understand that. I understand that they do. It's because their families don't leave the same block. So when your mom and dad go to Chevrois to eat at this restaurant, you go there as well, and you grow up with that. And then it turns into a cult following because after they move on, well, you have 12 children, for you're from the West Side. So now their 12 children get their 38 children to be on the same boat. I get that. No, there's got to be some, but...
I don't think so.
Nothing that,
like, traditional on this side of town is, like, on the west side.
What do you mean traditional? What's that? What's that?
Traditional, like...
I mean, Country Inn's been down here for 35 years.
Well, then that would be something you could compare it to.
Okay.
But, on the west side restaurants, man, they go back generations, and it's because people never leave. You're exactly right.
Yeah, they don't leave.
You're exactly right. But there are staples on the west side that...
Okay.
There's not on this side of town.
Grandma's Pizza.
Not a fan.
Don't care.
La Rosa's. Boudinot Avenue.
You want to know why?
Where it started.
You want to know why? Because Boudinot Avenue. That's why. La Rosa's didn't start on the west side. It didn't start on the east side of town. It started on the west side of town. That's why you're La Rosa's. Okay. Go get yourself a $48 pizza.
It is not $48.
$28.
Yeah, it's good. It's my favorite.
Ain't $28 good?
It's my favorite. It's better than Speedway pizza.
Ooh, I don't know. Speedway's a close second.
It's definitely not as cheap.
When I take the difference in cost between my Speedway pizza, two pieces, and a big Gizzy Mountain Dizzy for $3.50.
Yeah, that's
$3.50.
That's a good lunch.
I mean, come on.
That's a good lunch. But
not only could I have a whole La Rosa's pizza, but I could have 78 gallons of Mountain Dew to go with it by the time I got to $28.
And when I do get La Rosa's, which generally that's, if I'm getting pizza, that's what I want. And that's not just that. I like their
fucking
other
West
things,
Sider.
Too.
Fucking West Sider.
But I'm, not. I know it costs more, but I'm willing to pay more because I know the fucking taste and I've had it since I was a kid and I know it's going to be on fucking point.
It's familiar.
Yeah. And that's what I'm paying for. And that's
you're playing for.
And that's what you are paying for when you get La Rosa's.
Yeah.
Now, we you can that. Get a buddy card. It makes it a lot cheaper. You get two pizzas.
I haven't seen those in a while.
Well, they still got them.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Do people sell them?
No,
still,
they don't really
do
sell
get
them.
Do you get them at La Rosa's now?
You probably get them at La Rosa's.
So not only do they get you with that, but then they get you with the buddy card.
And you know what's crazy that we're speaking of this, and this was not even on fucking topic. Tonight, it's either tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're celebrating the 70th year of La Rosa's.
Really?
That Buddy La Rosa's opened it up on Boudinot. 70 fucking years.
That's pretty good.
My grandpa... We was talking about and he's on his way out the door, so I like talking to him about things that nobody else likes talking about, like how he met my grandma and this and that, because, you know, they had whatever kind of relationship. And he says, I remember when I first met your grandma, she walked past me and said, hey, do you want some of this pizza pie? And it was like the new fucking thing, man.
Called a pie,
and it was La Rosa's pizza pie. And it was like, you know, back in the day, it was a big fucking deal because my family is German. Pizza wasn't, part of the fucking diet. It was beer and beer and potatoes.
Beer, potatoes, and sauerkraut.
Yeah, pretty much. Huh. And so, he said this pizza pie everybody was talking about, he's like, it was like a brand new thing.
Oh.
And it was exciting.
Yeah.
And good for, shout out Buddy La Rosa, man, for bringing it to us, man.
Hey,
thank you.
Good job. It created a fantastic business. It's been around for a long time.
We think he's worth.
Just started in on the west side of town.
It did. And
that's why it's not big for me.
Well, the west side of town is a lot older than east side.
Way older.
Way older.
Way older.
Started on, St. Annsville's.
The people that were like, fuck, this place is weird,
They came over here.
They came over here.
To the east side.
Well, there was more land out here.
No, they just said, fuck these people. They're weird. I'm out of here. I don't want to live with my...
Actually, I think that's what happened to me.
Nothing wrong with being weird, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't mind being weird. I just, you know, don't want to live in my mom's basement until I'm 45.
And you'll have that on my side for sure. I think I got a stepbrother that actually is 42 and whatever.
Well, we but that's the way it works.
And
but that's normal over there.
It's, you know what's it's, crazy is...
It really is. And that's okay.
I have a whole West Side family that I hardly, you know, I go for holidays and everything like
that. Yeah,
yeah. And I sit around and listen to this shit, man. And it's just, I just shake my head because nothing has changed for 20
nothing.
Fucking years.
Nothing. It's
man.
Always the same.
They love the drama.
Love the drama.
Love the drama.
But they always stay the same, too. The same.
Love they, fucking gossip, too.
But they always stay the same, too. I mean, that is why I'll give you that. Their families stay the same and do the same thing, but, you know, they just don't leave.
They don't leave. They don't do much. They don't.
But yeah. That's their life. That's what they choose. I don't have anything against
them. Normally, a dad will have a job. They'll give, you know.
But anyway, I'm back to the slow-mess thing.
Okay. Let's get back to slow-mess.
Where you didn't like him because he had that New York attitude.
He was kind of brash, man. And you know me, like, out on the golf course, and this is before you were my partner, I had a couple other guys.
Yeah.
He was just brash and, like, you know, the rule following was like, you know, I felt like he was watching every fucking move I made. I really did. And he probably was.
And I think that's hilarious.
That's just who he is.
To me, that's funny as shit. I love that. I love it. Because to me, if you're that type of person, you can take it and dish it out, and I love that.
He can take it and dish it out.
I love that.
It just it takes him a little while to warm up.
I love it. God, I love going back and forth with him.
Yeah, giving I know
hard,
you do.
Giving him a hard fucking time about anything.
He likes anything. It, too. That's his
it
deal.
It doesn't matter.
He loves going back and forth.
Yes, and he it's fantastic. It'd be the color of my shoestrings.
Yeah.
And we can argue about it, and I like that a lot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's just a little brash on me for a couple time. Years, and it just took me a little while to...
I love you, Slow-Mez.
I love you too, Slow Mez.
Sorry about my buddy, Chris. He's a dick. He's from the West Side. What can I say?
I'm sorry. He not as big a dick as Slow Mez.
Whoa, buddy.
Whoa.
Whoa.
He can be a dick.
Whoa.
He can be a dick. I love him, though.
Whoa.
Shout out Slow Mez Gomez. I'll never. This guy is the fastest walker. I went up to the fucking memorial with him, and I immediately knew I am not hanging out with him today.
Slow Mez?
Slow Mez.
He walks fast.
He had his little tripod chair that would just kick out. And he, you know, he was going. I wasn't there to go. We started drinking at 9 a.m.
I was going to say.
Me and another guy. Like,
I'm there to drink.
I'm looking for a chair. Okay. I got to pee. I need a beer.
Need a beer? Chair?
Is there anywhere there's air conditioning?
Anywhere there's air conditioning?
It's hot. I can watch this shit on TV.
That's what you did. You stayed here all day. You drank. You went home and watched the highlights.
Pretty much. Pretty much. That was a long motherfucking golf course. I did walk a lot of it.
Well, it's long, too, because they don't let you walk across the fucking fairways.
That's true.
That's the only golf tournament that I've been to. I haven't been to too many.
Me neither. That was the only one I've been to.
Only one.
Well, besides the ones I've
been. But did they let spectators walk across the fairways in certain spots when you caddied for?
I can't remember. I was
really
too busy trying to keep up with her.
because she's a
fast walker.
I'm going to tell you, dude, like these pro golfers, it may seem like it takes forever on TV, but these motherfuckers are fast.
They're fast walking motherfuckers.
They don't waste time.
No.
There's no time wasted.
You see it on TV as soon as the guy tee off, he's gone.
I mean, they're gone.
The other guy's gone.
They're gone.
And they're not
slow walking it.
No.
They're not moseying around. They're gone. It makes it hard to keep up with if you're trying to walk the course with somebody and it's a big course. Like the Memorial, it's hard to keep up with them, when you get ahead of them.
They could speed up that and put them all on Segways or something.
Speed up what?
The fucking four-hour golf match.
You want to put them on Segways?
That'd be
just
cool.
Being,
they could even race to their balls or
something.
You're
being ridiculous. Now you're being ridiculous.
I wouldn't mind having a Segway when I was caddying. Fuck, you kidding me?
Well, I mean, I get it. Look at you.
Exactly.
Beer trays.
Miller time. If anybody's got any comments or want to talk about something, want to be a guest, or fucking want to just tell us we suck.
Really haven't got much feedback on that.
We need some feedback. We really need some feedback.
We do get a lot of views, a lot of subscribers.
But we need some feedback.
Help us out with some feedback, man. And give us some likes. give us what you like, what you don't like. Tell us, you know, you've got a, something you want us to talk about. Fuck, guys, you know, we'll talk about it.
And what is our email, Jeff? How can they get a hold of us?
It is outofboundscincy@gmail.com. Outofboundscincy@gmail.com. Catch us on YouTube or catch us on Amazon, Spotify, at Out of Bounds from the 19th. That's what we do.
That is what we do.
Like us.
Like
subscribe.
Us. Subscribe.
So we can keep doing this, because if nobody's going to pay attention, we're just not going to do it. There's no reason to.
We could still sit here and drink beer. That's true. You know what I mean? Smoke eaters.
I take that back. Fuck y'all.
We do care. We do. We want to hear what you guys have to say, honestly.
I really don't
care. He don't care, but I do.
I don't care. I haven't even checked the emails, guys.
Oh, so we might have some.
Could be some in there.
Could be some in there.
I don't know. Probably somebody cussing you out.
Yeah, that's a good possibility.
West Sider talking to a West Sider.
West Sider talking to a motherfucker that married two West Siders. You married him for a reason.
That was all like I'm crazy.
That's funny. As
that's
shit.
The truth. Can't find them crazier than from the West Side, y'all.
No, you really can't.
I'm crazy. Can't get rid of them quick either.
No, they latch on, man.
Even when you want to, you can't get rid of them quick. They latch on. So be prepared for that.
Be prepared. If you're, yeah, they latch on pretty quick.
Oh, dang.
Trying to get.
Latch on, take over your life.
He's going to be the one that gets me out of here. Out of mom's basement. He might have good credit.
Bitches. Bitches, I tell you.
We got opening day this week, man. Thursday. What do you think about that?
I love it.
I know you do love it.
I love opening day.
I know you do.
Opening day is great. And it is so much fun. It is just a staple. It's like Oktoberfest.
And I've never been to either one.
Well, I mean, it's like the original Oktoberfest. It's that big of a staple. It is.
I've never been to either one. I don't know.
I can't fathom that. The parades, the parties, the game. It's so much fun. It is. It's great. And everybody's having a great time, and everybody's happy because it's the opening day, man. And, you know, it never changes. This has always been, in my viewpoint, it's always been a baseball town. You've always been a baseball town.
I agree with you on that, in my viewpoint also.
It has. And, I mean, maybe it hasn't been here recently because the Bengals have done well. Besides Joey Glass, that's their own fault.
It's probably because we, in the 90s, when they won that World Series against the A's, I there was a fucking T-shirt shop on every corner selling mm-hmm. red shit, man. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
I mean, this town was on fire for that team.
On fire.
And that was a great fucking baseball team, by the way, man. To sweep the fucking Athletics like that.
And you know what's fucked up is that even when we know the team's going to be absolute dog shit, opening day never changes. It's always sold out. There's always a parade. There's always parties. Dude, I looked it up because I know last week, I know you told me you've never been to open day. I didn't know that. I looked up ticket prices for Thursday. And I did this yesterday. Standing room only, $141.
Where are you standing?
Per ticket.
Wow.
This is for a standing room only ticket.
And that's just for the next day, nobody will be there.
Yeah. They'll be there for opening night. But $141.
I was like, yeah. In my opinion, it's not so much the team
that everybody
is there for. It's the celebration.
It's not, you know what it is?
It's like summer. Summer's here. In my opinion, it's like summer's here. It's opening day.
It's La Rosa's has opened.
La Rosa's
is opened. It's the same type of nostalgia thing.
Man. It is. I agree with you. It's nostalgia.
That's the thing. I mean, I took my kids out of school to go to opening day. When I was a kid, I got taken out of school to go to opening day. You know, that was the thing. It was opening day. Fucking blast. Too bad Joey Votto's not going to be there.
So it's more of a celebration in this town than
anything celebration.
To do with a Reds team at all.
Well, and it's a celebration of Major League Baseball. This is what it is. Because we're the first team in Major League Baseball. We have the first opening day. Every single year, we're the first. So really, it's a celebration of Major League Baseball. And that's... You know, it may not be for all of Major League Baseball, but it is for us. It celebrates the beginning of baseball. We get the first game. We get the first opening day. We're the first team. And, you know, that's a tradition that I think we need to keep going on.
It ain't going nowhere. Well, opening day is going to be opening day for 50 years from now, I hope.
It will be, but let's just hope they don't do anything stupid and sell off the team to some other fucking city.
I don't see that ever happening.
Well, I don't know. They keep playing the way they are, man, and people just aren't going to show up.
That is true, man, but...
Show up for opening day, but it's a business, dude. And, you know, if you ain't making money here, and you got the means and you got the money and you own the team, and another city wants you there, and they're going to support how shitty you are, see ya. Why not?
I don't know if that's going to ever happen. I hope not. But that'd hope be not. A fucking bad, bad day for the city.
Hope not.
I mean, you could say the same thing for the Bengals, too, be honest with you.
Well, you could 20 years ago. But since, what, 2008, 2009, you really can't. They're not going to go anywhere. You know, before that, people had bags over their head when they were going to the game.
There's some bad, bad, embarrassing years that we've had for the Bengals, man. That's for damn sure.
It'd be great to get both our professional teams into the playoffs in the same year. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be very... I'd be happy just to get the Reds in the fucking playoffs, man. Be honest with you.
Yeah, they were almost there last year.
They were almost there. This city lights up when, dude, that baseball team is playing fucking good, man. Up. Everybody's fucking talking about them.
Everybody.
Everybody's asking your opinion, or you see guys wearing their red shirts or Reds hats all of a sudden.
Reds parties all the time.
Reds parties. It really is a baseball town. We need them to play well in order for us to be well. Because like I said before, we are a fair weather town.
Yeah. Well, and now that you say that, like you said before, it's the start of summer. So yes, not only are we a fair weather town, but we like it when the weather's nice outside. Because we get crazy ass fucking weather here.
Yes.
Up and down. And when baseball's here, it's generally nice weather. So we like that. We like to go outside when it's nice weather. We like to stay inside when it's shitty weather.
We have no choice.
Yeah, that's true. I should have stayed inside on Saturday.
Hey, might have got more accomplished.
Fuck you.
Ah, there you go.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
So that's all I got for this podcast, man. You got anything?
What do you mean
about?
That's all you got?
Dude, we've been talking forever.
There was all kinds of stuff you tried to write down.
We went over them.
God, if I could read any of that.
I can't even see. Anything on your mind, man, you want to bring up or anything? Or are we out of here?
I don't think so, man.
I think it's a pretty good podcast. Went over some different topics. Hanging and banging out topics that we do.
You got anything?
Drinking some beer skis.
Drinking some beer trays.
Beer trays. Smoking heaters like we do.
Drinking beer trays.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we're good on this.
Thank you for listening. We are brought to you by Professional Property Partners, Miller Family Auto Group. We are OB from the 19th hole. Peace out.
Period.
Nobody does it like that.